Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Dave Ladd. He's the president of RDL & Associates, a company that works with state and federal government relations, strategic communication, and all primarily related to ag and rural policy. And welcome to the program, Dave.
Thanks. I always appreciate the opportunity to chat.
So last week we got into a little more conversation about the farm bill that's being crafted by Congress, and it's a real interesting work in progress, as you pointed out. And one of the things that you mentioned toward the end of our conversation was that the Trump administration will kind of send signals to Congress about what it prioritizes. And I'm just wondering, you know, kind of how that's going to play out.
The question is, in a farm bill, for example, how engaged will the administration be behind the scenes? Publicly, how will they choose to engage and help craft that? Because members of Congress don't necessarily take kindly to an administration or the executive branch always stepping on their prerogative when it comes to some of these issues. So it's always worth watching. What will the field hearings be, the listening session that the House Agriculture Committee is holding, the field hearings that the Senate Agriculture Committee has held and are going to hold? What's kind of coming out of those and on some of the wish lists for some of these stakeholders when they're out and about? Because in the end, Congress does write the farm bill.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And the farm bill, how confident are you that they'll get it done?
It's going to happen at some point. I don't see that it happens this year. This one expires in 2018. I would say it's very difficult to pass, can be very difficult to pass a farm bill in an even numbered year. 2018 is an election year as well. I don't see it getting done here this year. And anything you want to try and move is usually kind of the first quarter, first half of 2018. But again, you're always, once you hit the even-numbered years, there's other considerations at play and other calculus that occurs both on the policy front and on the political front. And it tends to be, agriculture and farm bills have always tended to be more bipartisan and based on geography and region. For example, if you have a dairy title in the farm bill, but for the margin protection program, which is currently in the law that we have, you have Midwest dairy producers, you have Northeast dairy producers, you have Southwest dairy producers, New Mexico, Arizona, Texas. You know, what do they really want out of that? Because their cost of production is different, for example. Mm-hmm. You know, their marketplace is a little different, those sorts of things. So when you start looking at what components would fit each region, you can tend to become more regional than, say, partisan in these things. And that happens on the commodity side as well. Cotton and how that's approached in a farm bill. You have the corn and soybeans up here, of course. So what versus other parts of the country, how do those dynamics all play out when you're looking at different geographic regions?
Dave Ladd is president of RDL & Associates, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.